Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, my fantastic audience. Okay, so today we're going to talk about how not to get scammed when looking for a pro dom or dom. You know, I've been hearing a lot of horror stories, so I think this might be a good topic for people. All right. So, first things first. It's hard to listen to your intuition, which is your gut, saying, is this person legit, real? Are they telling me the truth? It's hard to listen to your gut when you're horny. Let's just start there. All right. When you're horny and you're all excited and the blood is now moved from your head so that you can have some cognitive, processing, it is moved down to your genital area. It makes it really hard to discern. Okay. So let's just talk about that first. So I recommend that if you are like, okay, I'm horny, I'm going to start, I really want to go see a dominatrix or a dom. I really want to explore my kinky side of my sexuality. You've been like, thinking about it. Most people like think about it and have been fantasizing about it for a really long time. And so you've built up all this like arousal, like hot. Super sexy, hot, horny, throbby energy about finding one. So my suggestion is go find them while you're horny, but don't reach out to them until you're not horny. So basically, write it down, bookmark them, whatever you need to do to save those spots so that you know who to reach out to when you're like, all of your blood isn't from your brain to your genitals so that you can listen to your instincts. You can listen to your gut. You can listen to your, like, is this legit or not legit? Because your brain now has blood circulation and it's not all in your genitals. Okay. So that's the first thing. That's why so many scammers can scam horny people, because when you're horny, you're not thinking. All you're thinking about is getting action. And at that state, we pretty much agree to anything. And we think anything's a good idea. Okay? So it's not just you. It's everybody while we're horny. We don't make good life choices while horny. Now, once you find somebody that you're that's safe and you've done all your due diligence and your vetting and all that kind of stuff, then you can get horny again. Okay? So first, make sure you're not horny when you go to reach out to the person. The second thing is that people who aren't legit doms or dominatrix, whether that's from a personal level or especially from a professional level, what is their presence? What is their internet presence? Do they have a podcast? Do they write articles? Do they have a website? Like, other than the ad where where you were looking for doms and escorts, other than that, is there any background on them? How long have they been around? How long has their website been up? These are really good indicators of whether or not this is somebody who is legit or this is somebody who's just scamming people. Okay, so look for the how long have they been around? What social media what presence do they have on the internet? The more someone has a presence, the more legit they are, typically. Now, that can be tricky. So here's where it can get a little dicey, is that depending on the person who's the dom, the pro, depending on what their circumstances are of their life, like do they need to keep it quiet? Do they need to keep it private? Do they need to like what do they need to do? They may not be able to show up, say like I do, and you can see my face and I talk openly about it and I don't have any children and everybody in my life knows that what I do and how I support sexuality across the board and it's not just doming and like so I have the luxury of being I'm out of the closet basically. I'm out in the world. And so it's easy to see, okay, well, obviously Empress Gaia is legit. But there's a lot of pros that can't do that because they have children, it's a part-time job. They may be doing it behind their partner's backs and that could cause problems in their, with custody. Like there's like a whole bunch of stuff going on for them. So they may not be able to be as openly and present. And so that's not always a good indicator if you don't see them much. So if you don't have a big presence because of those things, I would ask those questions. That would be my first question when you have a so okay, so before we start sending anybody money, okay, so the next indicator that it's probably a scam is if they are expecting you to send gift cards, gifts, flying you to them, all before you've had a video chat or a phone call, that's a good indicator that it's not real and legit. Don't send people money that you haven't had a conversation with. That's just a good, all the way around, that's just a good life choice. Right. And again, if you weren't horny, that would be like, yes, I don't do that. I don't, somebody calls me, somebody sends me an email and says, if you send me this amount of money, I will release, I won't blackmail you for watching porn. You're like, that's a scam. I'm not sending the money. Right? So, but you're not horny in that moment. So you can discern that. Your gut, your little spidey sense says, there's something off about this. Right. So the next thing is okay, they check what their presence is, how long they've been around. Even people who have some limitations about their privacy, they would still have legit people would still have at least a one-page website. It may not show their face, and it may, go by their, their dom name, so that they're nobody's gonna find figure out who they are, and if they have some tattoos, it might be, but they will still have some kind of presence and a way to contact them besides just a random phone number. Okay, so that's also good indicators. Now, once you're like, okay, I found a bunch. Now I was really horny and I masturbated thinking about calling them or connecting to them. You might turn out that you might have a, reaching out, applying application kink, which I did a whole episode about. You should go listen to that. Now you're ready to make contact. But when you're ready to make contact, I want you to go back to those ones that you thought were like, oh my God, I need this person to dominate me, own me, fuck me, whatever it is that you were fantasizing about, I'm ready to explore. Now go back, and now I want you to look at when you're not horny. Think of it very like you are hiring somebody for a role. So think of yourself as an employer doing an interview to hire somebody. Get out of your genitals. Get into your head. Okay. Now, when you make contact, find out whatever process, because that's the other thing. More legit somebody is, the more deep, like professionally oriented they are, the more likely they were real. So having a protocol, having a system, having something that, you have to do, you have to call at a certain time, you have to apply to a certain email, like there's a process that you have to follow. And that process is to keep you safe and to keep them safe. And it's to establish trust, and it's like there's reasons behind that. And so if they don't have any of that, then that might be a little, that my little red flag Spidey sense would go up to be like, you're just gonna like see me on the same day, and we're never gonna, and we didn't have a conversation, and we just texted each other, and I'm gonna show up at your place. That sounds shady all the way around. It may not be shady, but the high percentage of it being shady is pretty high, right? So it's important. Your safety is important. Not being scammed is important, but your physical safety is also very important. Okay. I'm going to re I remember when you're horny, you don't think about those things. When you're not horny, you're like, whoa, I'm going to walk into this strange place with this address that I haven't talked to anybody about. Like, no one knows where I'm going because most likely you haven't told anybody where you're going. It's a secret. So no one knows where you're going. You're going to go into enter into some place, and you're going to have cash on you because, they told you to bring cash with you. So there's no paper trail. How are you? How is any part of that, other than the thrill of the taboo of the danger of it, is going to keep you safe? There could be, it could be someone catfishing you. It could be, somebody has a pimp. It could be you get, robbed. You could be murdered. Like, you got to take a moment to think about, I'm potentially going to let a stranger tie me up and do unspeakable things to me. Well, we do speak about them. But anyways, so. So you need to take the time to make sure that that person is safe, and the whole thing is safe, and that you are safe. Okay, so this is why it's very important. Anytime somebody asks you for something without, so for example, here's my process, just to give you an idea. So my process is, someone reaches out to me through my website. So I have ads, but you have to go to my website to apply. This shows that I'm a legit human being, and you can see on my website there's articles that have been written, there's podcasts, there's it's a comprehensive website. It's very educational. Like, there's pictures of me, there's pictures of the dungeon. Like, there's it's like legit. And then they send me a message through my website, and then depending on what their message is, and if they answer the questions and they follow the instructions, then I'll respond to them with, here's the process to spend time with me. And the first part is, we have to have a phone conversation. This is to make sure that both of us are not crazy in a bad way. Here's when I'm available. Here's how to do that. This happens long before anybody's given me any money. Like, there's no money exchanged at this point. This is just a, we need to see, are we a good fit? We need to have a quick conversation. We need to, feel each other out, so to speak. I know other DOMs that do video will do a video call. I prefer not to do the video call, mostly because I've had too many people not respect my boundary and show up jerking off. Why? Because they showed up horny. And remember, we're not supposed to have that conversation while we're horny. I've gotten very good at discerning when somebody's jerking off while we're having a conversation on the phone, and I just lovingly hang up the right? So, respect for everybody, right? So then we have a phone conversation. We decide, are we a good fit? And then the next step is payment. And then we have an intake session in person. And they get my address so they know where I live, like they know where the dungeon is. And now they've given me money and I've given them where I am. And we've now mutually shared equal trust with each other. And that's important. I sometimes I'm for me, my system, I have really good spidey senses. So like if people for me to be kept safe. But if somebody wanted to know, again, like they wanted to know my real name and all those things, and we needed to have that conversation, we would have that conversation. They would give me theirs, I would give them their mine, right? It's like an exchange. It's like in the event that there's an accident somewhere, someone knows who somebody is. So yes. Then the other part too is like people are saying, hey, just e-transfer me. Some people are like, well, I can't e-transfer you because I can't have I can't have a paper trail. But can I, give you cash? And again, so if somebody's like, yeah, you can give me cash, drop it off in my mailbox. Again, that's a like a, I mean, I see it on both sides. I mean, the person who is like, because in lots of times people will say they're going to do things and they don't do it and they chicken out at the last minute. So like, am I going to waste my time meeting them somewhere for them to give me cash versus like just drop the cash off here? Once you drop the cash off here, then we'll continue on the our experience with each other, the process. And then I also get like just randomly dropping off cash somewhere with no, you have no receipt, you have no, like there's nothing to say. You just somebody just take all that money from you. So again, that's why that phone conversation or the video chat before you give anybody money is really where you're listening to your instincts. You're listening to your gut. You're like, is this legit? Can I ask them lots of questions? Can, are they, when they answer the questions, do they feel, does it feel like legit? Does it feel like they're being honest with me? Does it feel like, what does it feel like? Does it feel like somebody is trustworthy? Because remember, this isn't just fucking somebody from an escort perspective. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but we're talking about specifically from a doming perspective. You are going to potentially be in an environment with lots of implements that could injure you. So, do you trust the person enough? And have you established enough of a trust to let them do that? Now, the horny you will say, absolutely. The not horny you, where all the blood circulation is still in the brain, will be like, I don't know. Let me ask more questions. Right? So, as you can see, the moral of this story is don't make contact while horny. Don't make decisions while horny. This is also why I don't do same day appointments. Because I want there to be a break of the arousal to making that sure that you the my clients can give me consent. That's also why I don't do play sessions on the same day as I do the intake, which is all talk, because I which is where I get all my cons where I get all the consent, because there will be, you know, I try to get everybody to not be so horny. Well, but it's a horny conversation, let's be honest, right? We're talking about all these things, and you know, you're in the dungeon and you see all the stuff, and you know, I'm, you know, super sexy and hot and all these things, and you know, my eyes glint and I get, you know, maniacally evil, you know, laughter and smiles and what subby doesn't get reactive to that. But again, I try to keep that to a minimum so everybody can be like, all right, you're giving me consent. So try not, let's move some of the circulation from your genitals back up to your brain so that you can give me consent. And if they know, if my clients know that we're not playing on that day, it keeps down so that you're not just, so that clients aren't just saying yes to anything that I say, because let's be honest, the nature of being submissive is to want to please. And the nature of a really good dom is that people want to do whatever you say. And so I happen to be one of those doms where people just defer to me and want to please me. I'm like that everywhere. It doesn't matter. Going to a grocery store, people assume that I work there. No matter where I go, people assume I work there. Like there's just this air about me that says, you know, yes, I want to make her happy. Yes. I want to do whatever brings her joy. She thinks that's good. Yes. Right. So I'm aware that I have that superpower. So I have to put things in place so that I don't take, I use that superpower for good, not for evil, ever. So these are the things that you're looking for, right? And are those checks and balances in place? And if they're not in place, that dom may not be a good fit for you. They may not be legit. They may not be real. These are important things for you to consider. But I think most people, once they can like step away from the horniness long enough to like drop into like, what does my spidey sense tell me about this person? We all have an innate ability to read the situation and read people when we're not distracted. So I think a lot of people, you know, when I talk to, you know, clients who've been scammed by other doms before they come see me, or, you know, I talk to other people who, you know, just in general that have, you know, been scammed. You know, the first thing I ask is like, how horny were you when you were engaging with them? The first question I ask. And the answer is very. And I'm like, okay, so you would not have sent a stranger a bunch of Amazon gift cards to some random address if you hadn't been horny. You would have questioned that. Why am I sending you gift cards? Why are we not using, you know, money, right? Like, why are we doing that? So let's go back. I did talk about that. I was going to talk about this piece, sorry, about if the dom themselves can't be so open. So, like, I have a legitimate business. I run it all legitimately. It's all through my sexual wellness coaching practice. You know, I write, you know, receipts for training because it is personal and professional development. I charge taxes. I send invoices. I'm all above board and legit. But not everybody can do that. So how do we then, how do you, what are the questions that you need to ask to find out why they can't be so above board? And what is your tolerance of that? And how do you make sure that you are safe? So the first thing is I wouldn't send anybody any money if they don't have a really strong presence of above board. Until you like meet them in person. That would be my requirement. When I talk to them, I would make sure I had a phone conversation or a video chat with them, and I would ask them, why have I not seen any pictures of your face? Why do you not have a website or a web page or somewhere that talks about who you are and what you're doing and your services that you offer, blah, blah, blah. Ask the questions why. And listen, like listen to the answers. Like don't just listen to the words, but like listen, like really listen. Does your spidey sense, your intuition, your gut say there's something off? And it doesn't matter if you know what it is or not. If you get a something's off, abort mission. Just abort mission. Go find another Dom. There's plenty of them. All right? Like, but listen to yourself. That's the key. But again, as I'm going to remind you yet again, but if you're super horny, you can't listen. Your ears are closed because all the blood circulation is at your genitals. All right? So ask why. Why is there no presence? Why do you not have a website? How, the next question I'd be like, how long have you been doing this? Where do you practice from? Do you have a dungeon that you practice from? Okay, if the answer is no, you say why, right? Why don't you have a dungeon? Somebody that's trustworthy is going to tell you the truth. They're going to say, because it doesn't work in my world, right? Like, it doesn't make sense for me to have a dungeon. I can't have a dungeon in my place because I have kids, or I don't, it doesn't make sense economically for me to like rent a whole place to just be a dungeon. Like whatever the reason is, like what is the reason? If it's just because I don't feel like having a dungeon and it's just easier for me to go to people, then that again is like there's no, again, I would question that. Do they have a home base somewhere? If they don't, why don't they have a home base? And listen. Listen to your instincts, listen to your gut, listen to your spidey sense. Okay? If people are asking you for gifts, I think this is really important too. If people are asking you for you to send them shoes, socks, panties, like unless it's because they're going to wear those panties for you and then it's an exchange and you're doing a fantasy for them and blah, 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 they're doing it for you and all that kind of stuff, which is a totally different thing. There should be, that shouldn't be the exchange until after you've established that you are going to have them at, they're taking you on as a dom and you're going to be their sub. Then if you want to give them gifts and they ask for gifts and I know a lot of doms that love getting gifts, great, because there's this exchange that happens in that, and there's the subby making, getting to feel good about bringing presents and getting presents being adored, and there's some power exchange in that. But if you aren't in a relationship, you haven't established that, and people are just asking you to like send them furniture, send them clothing, send them stuff, then it's a red flag. Because they're just going to take the stuff and disappear. What is there, what's to stop them from disappearing? All right. Let me see. What other? I think that's those are the big ones. I think, like I said, most people know how to like feel out a scam when you're not horny. But when you're horny, so there's the other part is that sometimes we can't truly hear our intuition and our gut because we feel this is the other piece, not just about horniness, but sometimes we can't hear and listen and trust ourselves because we feel shame about our desires. And so that sometimes interferes in our ability to be like, just to discern, like, is this somebody who's legit? Is this somebody that's going to be a good fit? Is this somebody that I can trust? Like, we sometimes can't discern that in ourselves because we feel like what we're doing is bad, or it's a secret, or it's hidden, or it's like dirty, and we feel dirty and shame about it. So feeling icky, the whole process should feel icky. And that's, I think, another reason why often people take advantage in this realm, because the person's already feeling shame or guilt or bad. And so the little spidey sense that says, this person isn't trustworthy, this isn't legit, this person isn't safe, isn't going off. It's not going off because you already feel bad. So the whole thing feels bad. So even though you're feeling this bad, you're like, warning, 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 warning is happening. You already feel like, this is awful. I'm bad. There's something wrong with me for wanting this. So you're already feeling that. So you can't discern what's the difference between what's your own feeling bad about it and what's like legitimately not safe and not good about the interaction with the person that you're choosing at that moment. So if that's the case, I very lovingly offer for you to reach out to me so that we can heal that shame. All right? We can have a couple coaching sessions and we can let go of that shame about your sexual desires. There's nothing wrong with your sexual desires. Let's let go of that shame. Because as long as you have that shame, it's going to interfere in your ability to discern. As long as you have that shame, you're going to feel awful. And even if you do find a really awesome dom, you may not be able to continue to explore that because there is that shame and you feel so bad and guilty about it afterwards. So you can't even really allow yourself to have really enjoyed the experience with this amazing dom that you found. So if that is the case, and sadly, that is the case for a lot of people. A lot of people carry sexual shame. And sexual shame, especially around kink desires, are very, very, very high. Very, very high. So I recommend before you go and see a dom and pay all the money to go see a dom for you to not really get the most out of that experience, maybe come see me. So that we can clear that, we can heal that, and we can do that video, through online together. So you don't even have to, you can be anywhere in the world, and we can let's heal that shame so that you can feel good and proud of the fact that you're into feet or dressing up in, in tutus and being spanked by rubber chickens and, being, pegged or, forced to suck cock or, being spanked or being a pain slut or any of the things that you can like feel good about it. Feel not like there's something dirty and wrong that you need to hide it. Because the more we feel shame and the more we hide it, the deeper and the more shady we go. And not shady in like the activities, but who we pick. We have to go down darker, 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 darker paths to keep ourselves from like ever seeing the light. And so then that's when we get hurt. That's when we get taken advantage of. That's when we get scammed. That's when all of those things can happen because you feel bad and somebody's preying on that. And so as always, my mission in the world, one of my missions in the world is to make the world a safer, sexier, and hornier place for us all. And sexual acceptance is a key component to that. Loving who we are as a sexual being, having sexual liberation, sexual freedom. I mean, I talk a lot about that in a lot of my episodes, So don't be horny and don't have shame when you're reaching out so that you can listen to your gut that tells you this person's real or this person is not real. This is a scam or this is a safe person. Like you need to be able to discern that. And if you have those two components, shame and horniness, or just either one of those going on, it can make it really hard to hear your intuition and your gut. And we all have it. There's even studies. There's been sci there's science behind it. Fun with science. All right. So, how do you reach out to me, right? Besides, reaching out to me for, to be in the dungeon and to be a client, a subbie, how do you reach out to me? Well, the best way to reach out to me is actually just send me an email. I mean, I have all these websites and there's all these portals to get to me, but I'm just going to give you my website. I'm just going to give you my email address. Gaia@succulentliving.com. Just send me an email. Say, hey, I was listening to your episode. It really, really, moved me. And so I'm reaching out because I'm struggling with feeling bad about my sexual desires. And it's affecting my ability to, embrace who I am and be present in my sex life and finding my you may be finding yourself in some pretty dangerous situations because you feel bad and you feel like you deserve it. Like there's all these things. So reach out to me and we can heal that. Depending on how deeply that shame runs and why does it run there, if there's like trauma behind it, it might take longer than a couple sessions. But if it's just societal stuff and societal norms, that's pretty easy for us to recalibrate and reprogram with. Sometimes it's just needing to tell somebody and somebody to say there's nothing wrong with you. So I gave you my email address. Let's give it to you again. All right. Gaia@succulentliving.com. All right. Until next time, keep your money in your pocket until all the blood circulation isn't throbbing in your pants. Bye.